Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Like Jerome on the phone, but no time for talk. This bill to be paid, hold to be laid. What?
watch the birdie. Your style's an incomplete, same as Vinny Testa birdie. Battling? Whenever. Hot damn. Give me the microphone, boy. One time. Bam.
Keep it on the cooler, cause here comes the heat. Lyrically, it takes the jazz will pace the beat as we proceed to elevate.
It's Social Lab PM Hyman Radio. Hey, welcome to the show. 6:05 out there in LA, 9:05 New York City. Hey, we got mad love for the God, Fife Diggy. Rest in peace. Man, listen, gone way too soon. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, got a special guest hanging out with us tonight. We're talking about youth violence and guns with our special guest, none other than Fam Lay. You know him. Dude hangs out with that whole crew out in Vibe Beach, VA, a representing, hanging out, Fam Lay. Know that, dude. Hey, there he is. Hey, stand by for us, bro. Fam Lay, hey, speaking, shouting out. Hey, listen, if you want to catch up with him, he's hanging out with us tonight, talking about a serious topic because some serious stuff is going on in the streets of Hampton Roads, and we're going to talk about that and much more. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Before we go any further, let's bring on the crew all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show. What it do?
Good morning and the afternoon. How y'all doing?
Doing well. You sounding kind of stuffed up. Are you in, you had too much fan last night?
No. No, I'm just not feeling well, but yeah. And the allergies,
hey, well,
you know, all that stuff. I'm here, though. That's
hugs,
what it is.
Hugs and kisses and all kind of nasal medication to you. Let's go to Florida. All the way live from the Tampa Bay area. Let's give it up for Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up, Ma?
What up, everybody? I'm saying, you giving out hugs and sugar and stuff? Like, I'm saying.
Hey, just the sick people. Just the sick people. Sick people.
You know you can't give her too much because she's going to start taking other stuff. You know, you got to watch what you, you know.
Hey, let's go up the coast. Let's go up the coast to my dude. All the way live from the DMV. What up, St. James? Help me out, brother. What up?
Yeah, what's good, man? I'm chilling. It's raining, so I'm not crazy out here. It's just mad thunder and lightning. But I'm sitting there trying to. You see it out there, right? It's making it hard for this edible to kick in and keep breaking my concentration.
Lord have mercy.
Hey. My concentration.
We're talking about youth guns and violence tonight. Edibles is on Wednesday. Stay tuned for that Wednesday night show. Youth violence and guns. Hey, with our special guest Fam Lay. When we come back, we'll get into it. Hey, jump on it right now. He's standing by. But again, we're talking about some real stuff tonight. So come real, don't play. All right, you're in tune to Social Lab PM Hyman Radio.
World's famous. World's famous. You're now listening to Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come on.
Your temper hit the ceiling. You know I wanna talk to you.
Get him, please.
Oh girl, come on. But
come
the
on.
Main thing is living.
Come on.
If I know this not giving.
Come on.
You know I got a lot to do.
Take him
off. Girl, come on. I
come
know
on.
This party pretty.
Come on.
But
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone.
Come on.
So honey, if you with me,
come on,
know
come
I work for your pretty
yeah.
Face smile when I get home. And when we make love, you know it's gonna be amazing.
Cause you're my number one. Baby girl, you and me,
smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be classic. Nothing to you, but she the to me. Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put
girl,
none above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Go.
Didn't I just tell you?
But
you're my Cinderella.
Get
my dream only fits one side.
Come on.
Oh girl, come on,
come
baby.
On.
You know
girl,
I'd rather be
famous.
Where you are. You are my shining star. But last night
that just was right.
Oh, girl, come on.
I know this party's pretty,
come on,
but
come
you
on.
Know I'd be busy. That's why I can't talk alone.
It's
alone. So honey, if you with me,
yeah.
Know
yeah.
I was for your pretty
everybody.
Face smile when I get home.
Everybody say,
number one.
Baby girl, you and me,
smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number
it.
One, can't put nothing above
hold
that.
Your
you deserve a verse for me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go,
number one.
Baby girl, you and me,
smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Oh.
Oh,
tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary.
Yesterday I was half the man you see. Maybe that's because you the other half of me. You my number one hit on the line of the charts. I'm a FedEx, my lover, how you sign for my heart. From my number one eye, keep your dumb fly. It fresh to death, you like after death. I resurrected my goal, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince while they jazzy jazz. And you don't be saying when they ask me questions. And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my space. You know some other I hate when they violate. But tonight, man, I ain't the mood for it. Don't matter who wore you wore. Look how you coordinated it. Man, that's my favorite. I love the way that it fits on you.
Yeah,
baby girl, that's on you.
Come on,
off the charts. Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me.
Yeah.
Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number
it.
One, can't put nothing above
hold
that.
Hold
you
heart.
Deserve a verse from me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary.
Number one.
Come on, come on.
Smash it.
You're my number
come
one
on.
Girl.
Off the charts.
Get a
classic.
You're my number one.
Come on.
Girl.
Come on, come on.
Dash it. You're
my number
come
one.
On.
So hold your heart. And smash it.
Take 'em off.
My number one girl.
World, world, world's famous.
Yes, TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:12 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James,
right.
Madam C. Lo Boston, and the General. It is Money Monday. That is our usual topic tonight, but we're going to take a little bit of a turn from that and chop it up with our special guest, Nathaniel Johnson, a.k.a. Family. You know him, the family, the Candy Man. Yep,
yeah.
That Star Trek dude there. How you doing, fam?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you on with us tonight.
Thanks for having
no
me.
No doubt.
This is cool.
What we want to do tonight is shed some light on a topic that's not only hitting close to home for us here in TM Hyman Radio Land, being that the majority of us hail from the Hampton Roads area as well as Famlay. But it's kind of something. Don't hate. See, fam, I'm sorry. He is the only New York transplant on the show right now. So he gets he get in his feelings sometimes when you know he doesn't feel the DMV love, even though you know
it's a reunion.
I'm saying you live.
We got love for New York, man. We got a lot of love for
New York.
I can
dig it now. I'm hip.
He get in this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We try to make him feel included. We do.
Keep it going. I'm sorry.
Thank you. But something that really kind of touches on a nerve nationwide, which is violence in the community as it relates to our young people.
Yeah.
You want to weigh in 917-889-3926. I'm sure this is going to be a hot topic for all of us tonight, and it is something that should be addressed readily and in our community now, just because it's so widespread and it's something that's kind of out of control. What kind of brought this conversation about? Fam and I are friends on Facebook, and I saw a post on his news feed that was not only a plea, but I don't even really know how to phrase it. It was it was a stand for it was a chance for us all to take a stand and to take accountability for what's going on in our community. What was so poignant to me is that he called on all of us as the parents and the leaders of these young people who are out here in the streets going so crazy and running rampant. You know, when something happens in the community, we're so quick to, you know, RIP for this person or let's pray for that person or, you know, it's almost writing the youth off when we're not even being willing to take accountability for the mistakes that we may have made in raising the youth who are out here going crazy right now. It's like we've just put them out there for them to fend for themselves. Let me just get to the post real quick if I could. It said, it took me this long to address it on social media because I never wanted to feel like I'm being preachy, but now I'm desperate. I do not have a ton of financial backing, but one thing I do have for sure is influence, and in some instances that's better than money. So being that at one point I may have been considered a part of the problem, it's my responsibility as a human being that I at least put forth an effort to make a change. I'm all ears, wide open to any suggestion, solution that you guys have in mind. This is just me speaking for me. So before you come with ideas for anybody else, I'm only confirming my willingness and involvement. And that to me was just so stand up and so take charge to want to use the influence that he has in the community as, you know, a part of the community as well as an artist to want to find some solutions to these problems. So first and foremost,
can I ask what prompted the post, fam?
Well, that particular post was prompted by this kid in my neighborhood. Where I grew up at, this kid, man, I watched him grow up, and I know his mom. He had just got murdered, and what happened was I just kept hearing he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, I know this kid. Like, I watched him grow up, and it was just like, wow, man. It was just like, you know, he was walking through the neighborhood, not normally out there this time, and just got, you know, somebody else was targeted. He got hit. He died. So when it happened, I'm just thinking to myself, like, wow, it hurt me that, you know, this happened to this kid. And the kids who were targeted were like 14 and 15, and like, you know, the kids that was in the mix, and I'm just thinking like, damn, 14 and 15, like, they babies for real.
So young.
You know what I mean? So, I had conversations with people at home, you know, back home about it, you know, friends and family. And, you know, everybody's take on it is pretty much the same. It's like, man, these kids are wild. Oh, yeah, you can't go out there. Stay away from there. Don't go out there. These kids have no remorse, no comprehension of what life is. I mean, everybody just kept saying, these kids. So it hit me just like, yo, how did we get here? How did the kids get here? When we look back at how we was growing up, you know, we knew right from wrong. We did mischievous things. We did wrong things. But it was sort of accountability from the adults. Like, my next door neighbor could see me doing wrong, straighten me, call my mom, and tell my mom, look, I just caught Nate out there playing with fire. I beat his butt. He on his way home to you. He'll get home. When I get home, my mama going to beat me again.
Another whipping.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, I put that post up because these are my thoughts, and I hate to just see people talk about it, and it's just, it, you know, yes. By the time, you know, like I said, my friend, this kid died, and, you know, once the funeral is over, and nobody talks about it again until they hit home. So my point in that post was just to make sure and let everybody know, everyone hits home. Every one of these murders, it hit everybody. It affects us all. It affects, you know, so it ain't just because it happened to your family or somebody you know. It only hurts you, and then it's over. nah, it's a bigger problem. So I was just at the point, man, I'm just like, I was thinking to myself, like, what can I do? And like I said in the post, at a certain point in time, I may have been, you know, considered part of the problem, because in my music and growing up, I kind of glorify some of the things that the kids are doing now, because I grew up in it. I didn't really know no better. And so I'm just like, yo, if you're going to do that, you got to at least say something, do something. Anything that you can do to help, you should do it. Yeah, make a difference.
Yeah,
if you can just make a change in one of these kids, it's like a responsibility of mine. So, I sit on Facebook all day. I sit up there. I post funny things, a couple of views that I got politically or whatever. So I'm like, hold on. There's people reading this and people responding. So if you can't do nothing else, you can speak out on it. And, man, I got such a crazy response from that post. And what you just reading it back to me, I almost, I forgot what I said, but, it's kind of.
Hey, fam, let's do this. It's 9:21 out here in the east. It's 6:21 in the west. We're going to pause for a call for the cause. We're going to take a break, come back. That post got Hot Chocolate's attention, and being that it got her attention, it got the entire show's attention. We have people listening to us all over the world. We are 100,000 .. plus. They can tell you how many listeners we have.
That's awesome.
We want to partner with you, and we want to talk about that and much more. Folks, you are live tonight. We're coming live really off the East Coast. We're live out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We're live out of Charlotte. We're live out of New York tonight. Virginia's tuned in. Everybody's tuned in. We're talking about youth violence and guns with our special guest, Fam Lay. Hey, download the new mixtape, The Lapidary. It's the dopest mixtape out right now. Check out this artist. He's on it. 3 o'clock, Bully, The Message. We'll be right back.
First page of the next chapter. The best way to display this perfect rapture. We young. You see this album's put together to give hope for dreamers and believers that needed to go for broke. Go. Overthrow the radio for promoting these jokes. Bring back the code of rules for the scrolls that I wrote. Treasure. Look, we gotta do better as people. It's to the point that the love for the cheddar is lethal. How many soldiers gotta die at the hands of them people? Let's make a stand and rise above all the lies that I see through. I take the sword to lead the way, only pray that it's peaceful. Legendary like the Beatles, wait for the sequel. Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap, homes. My policy is to never fail. You hear me? Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap, homes. My policy is to never fail. I'm trying to motivate the people. Fresh out the gate, we here to bully all the bullshit. Not to intimidate, but liberate the music. I fight for revolution of the movement. My underground railroad zone is for the truest. Coolest of students who surpass the cruelest. Triumphs of lions who grind through the sewage. Roar, we shall not be denied here. All aboard, sing along, this is our year. Pure finesse will be defined here. Accompanied by hard drums and a live snare. We got this cosmic rock shit. Cocked and locked with the promise of profit. Modest to say the least, nigga, we solid. Rest in peace, Tupac and Christopher Wallace. Awkwardly polished, this thing was awesome. Who come for torture just to get started, huh? Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap, homie. My policy is to never fail. Make sure the message is felt. It's deeper than rap, homie. My policy is to never fail. I'm trying to motivate the people.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. You're inside the Social Lab. Tonight we're talking about youth violence and guns with our special guest, Fam Lay. Hey, that was 3 o'clock Bully. The name of that joint was Message. You can download the mixtape, The Lapidary, on SoundCloud right now. Hey, let's go to the phones. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, folks are listening all over the place. We got family from the Neptunes hanging out. We're talking about a real topic. Let's go to area code 757. Last four digits, 3137. Listen. This is fam right here. She's chiming in, and she's chiming in because I actually saw a post that she did. Her post pretty much said that it was safer to be in the city of Norfolk's jailhouse than it was to be on the streets of Norfolk. That's how bad the violence was. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the CEO, president of Voices Productions, Pat Richardson, to the show. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, Nate, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right. How you doing? You right, though? I'm listening.
Good.
We go way back, Pat, and thank you for stopping, Pat. Much respect. You posted that, and I felt it. And I didn't get a chance to call you, so I think the timing was perfect with this show tonight with family stopping past.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. First of all, I want to thank you all for inviting me to the show, and I want to commend Nate and family also for not just being a great artist, but just being a good person as
thank
well.
You, Pat.
You know, thank I've been knowing you, Nate a long time as well, and you know, the artistry and all that he does with his music is a great thing. But, you know, there's something else that has to be behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the music is the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the person still needs to have certain attributes or whatever about them. And so I want to commend you, Nate, from the time that I've been knowing you, that you're not just a great artist, but you're a great person. And we've always been friends, and I know that we will continue to be friends. But Terrence, too, you know, I've been knowing you a long time as well, and we go back a long way. But I did make that post because that was something that was on my mind, that was going through my mind. And I know it's a deep post if people really take it in consideration, because I post a lot of things, and those things that I post are things that's going on with, not directly with me, but it's going around in my surroundings or within my environment. And my posts are thought-provoking posts to just make people think. Sometimes, you know, some people may think, wow, she went way off the rock, or what's going on with Pat today? You know, it's not really what's going on with Pat today. It's what's going on in the Pat in the world that Pat is in, the area that Pat is being surrounded with, the individuals, the people, and the things that Pat is being surrounded with. And one of the biggest things are the problems lately and recently has been the things that's going on in our Norfolk, Virginia area. Those things are very, very deep. And they're very disturbing. They're just not deep. They're just very disturbing to the point of, you know, there used to be times when we may sit back and think that there was age put on death, where usually, you know, your grandmother may pass or your great-grandmother may pass. And I know for me, those seem like the only people that passed away were older people.
Right.
But today, now we see young people passing, not just passing, but young people killing each other. You know, I'm originally from North Carolina, where, you know, those things were never mentioned. You know, I don't know, remember if I even ever heard of anybody killing anybody. What was that?
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. When
what
I was growing up, you know, is that such a thing as a person killing someone else?
Pat, what
so that
do you
was
think
something
is driving
that I
it,
never
though? What changed?
Heard.
What? Something changed. What changed?
Well, I personally, you know, these are just my personal viewpoints in general, is that, you
of
know,
course.
We have to get back as a community, we have to get back to the old days where we are responsible, not we, when I say we, meaning the parents, meaning the neighbors, meaning the schools, meaning the authorities, meaning everyday people, your neighbors, whoever you become encountered with, that we are all responsible for each other. We're all responsible for each other's lives. You know, lives do matter, and that has to be not just a saying, but it has to be something that we believe. And there's a difference when an individual believes something and is just saying something. So
no,
we have to believe that these lives do matter.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And actually, that's exactly what Fam Lay said earlier. He said, you know, there was a time where, you know, neighbors actually would take to you and then call your parents and tell them, and then because you embarrassed your family in the street, they gonna get you again.
Yeah.
And
sometimes
that
I came
no
from
longer, yeah, that mm-hmm. no longer exists. And the question is why, ladies and gentlemen, tonight you're tuning into the Social Lab. It's TM Hyman Radio. Listen, hit us. Because we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're talking about youth violence and guns with our special guest, Fam Lay, along with CEO Pat Richardson, Voices Productions,
mm-hmm.
live out
mm-hmm.
of VA. I still can't believe this guy is gone. So we're going to celebrate him. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I just can't believe he's gone. It's 9:30 in the city.
We're all alone in a villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side in case you cared. Out of all of your friends, I wanna be the closest. That's why I tell you things you can be the most. Is when it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of life. I mean the prevention of, in other words, it's R.E.A. the meaning of the thing called love. Are you up on this? It's something you can get up with a hug and a kiss. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker, I'm be.
888-939-3926, the number to dial. It's your boy, Say James. You're still tuned into the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. We are here tonight with you all, full staff in the place to be. Got TM Hyman. She is Hot Chocolate. What and up? She is Madam C-Law Boston over there holding it down. We got a special guest with us tonight, family out of that Norfolk area. And we got Miss Pat with us. Yo.
Huh? Yo, that was did he just North make that sound North like cornball? Cornball, Norfolk.
Anyway, we're talking about a pretty volatile combination right here. Norfolk Cat and New York dude on the same line. That's what we're talking about. Now, we're talking about youth violence and guns, man. It gets real when we talk about this combination right here. Some of these situations have hit home a little closer than we wanted to throughout our walk. I could just speak to it a little bit myself. I remember growing up in the crack era in New York back in the 80s as a young man. So I've seen a lot of people getting robbed, mugged, beat down, shot, whatever the case may be. On my senior year in high school, in the summertime on the way to college, I seen one of my boys around the block get shot down right in front of us when he was outside one night. Some long going beef between North and South Side. So, you know what I mean? So I understand the science behind it. I'm no proponent of it, to say the least, but we all have been a part of this you know, this combination at some point, have been exposed to it. We talked about accountability going into the break, and I think that's a major piece that's been missing from, or which is causing a disconnect. We talked about different situations where the community got involved, where we was out of pocket. And we had back-to-back beatings, a lot of us. And that piece has been missing for a very long time. There's been a major disconnect, and the lack of respect for authority or elders has gone completely out the window. You know what I'm saying? And I have to kind of step in certain situations myself to kind of correct that. I'm speaking of that to my nephew. I have to bring my nephew down here to the D.C. area with me because New York was about to take him under if he didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That if he didn't wise enough, you know what I mean?
That's good that you recognize that he has somebody there that, you know, kind of rescue him for, you know, lack of better word.
Right.
But
and just to say real quick, show how it's all about the environment that you're in. He's just been offered a full scholarship, athletic and academic scholarship to a college in New York. So.
Congrats, man. I wanted to kind of throw that in. I realized, man, and listen, when it comes to this like this, man, I can ramble on, man. I can talk forever. So, you know, I know this radio, you know, cut me off. Just let me know. It's no offense taken, but it's so frustrating, man. And like I said in that post, I'm desperate. I really don't. This ain't really my field. This ain't really my, you know, my expertise. I just know one thing about me is I got enough sense to reach out and put the people who know more and whatever feel. You know, some people just sit back and you know, they don't want to help. They don't want help. They just feel like they can do it all on their own. That's not me. If I know somebody's better at doing A, B, I'm gonna let them do A, B, and I just catch them. I plug in on C.
That's called staying in your lane, bro. And I respect those who know how to stay in their lane because so many people are all over the damn place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never had a problem with that. So and to the post, man. When I put that post out, I reached out. You know, I got an overwhelming, you know, response. People was just all in my inbox and just had all kinds of ideas to the point where I sat back and was like, oh snap, you know, I sort of just put it out there without even thinking. I just, you know, it was just out of frustration and just like, you know, at the end. So
when I put it out there and I got all these people responding and talking to me, I was just like, oh, look, hey, y'all, look, I love you. Thank you. I appreciate all this attention, but I need y'all help to show me what to do. Tell me how can I help you or, you know, whatever, I'm open to it. And I was just like, yo, I'm just telling people this is me, myself, telling you that I'm willing to get involved. Like, you know, I just put that out there because I didn't want people to automatically be like, well, listen, what we need is for you to get so-and-so to come down here and do this. Nah, I can't speak for nobody.
You know how
we do. And it kind of goes all back to, again, you know, very much goes back to, we need to get back into family. That's what needs
exactly.
to happen. There need
exactly.
to be things that's done and designated out here for families. Now, I made another post. I don't know if either one of you all read that, too. I made the post about there's been a lot of development and all going on in the city of Norfolk. And we know right now, in the last 10 years in Norfolk, Norfolk has done a 360-degree turnaround.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of things. Somebody who left,
a lot of money.
Since someone was incarcerated 10 years ago and they came back home, they don't even know how probably don't know how to get around. Okay,
exactly. I'm one of those people.
The difference of everything that has happened in Norfolk in that time frame. But if you really sit back and you look, okay, well, let's look at take Grammy Street for an example. If you go ride down Grammy Street, all of that development down Grammy Street, you know what most of that is? It's eateries, places to eat. Now, instead of putting all those places to eat, okay, now really the thing is with that, most of the places to eat down there, or just in general, you know, you're going to pay $10+ anyway for whatever you're going to get to eat. So if you got a family of four, how many times do you think family of four, that meaning a mom, a dad, and two kids only, okay? You have two kids in this case. So how many times can you go out and eat $40, $50 a night? But you just can't do that. So why we keep concentrating on places for folks to go out and eat? Let's concentrate on places for families again to be together, and they go and do some other activities that's more affordable that they're going to have some fun doing, and they're going to get to know themselves as family. When you sit down, you eating a $40-$50 night plate, you ain't doing much talking.
You're
just eating. But if you're out and you're socializing, now you're socialized, you're getting to know your child. You know, there was a child here in Newport News that, I know you all read about that article as well, the child was bullied. Beautiful young lady.
Broke my heart.
Heartbreaking. This child had been bullied, a beautiful young lady that we wouldn't even think that anybody would bully her. If anything, you would probably think that the guys are running out behind her to try to ask her out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Not being bullied because she's too beautiful to be going through something like that. So, see, something there, and that went wrong, too. Why we got children that live in the house with us, although we got jobs and everything that we got to do and come back, then we're not communicating with our child.
Exactly.
Because they feel like people are going to, for one, people are afraid to parent. They're thinking that if I go through my daughter's stuff, well, you know, don't so and so parents don't do that, and you're not the cool mom. When would we get there? Like,
too many friends,
and not
a friend. Yeah, no friends with them. You know what I'm saying? You ain't bought a phone, then you don't own one.
Yeah, it ain't no way to be the good guy all the time when you have a child that you're raising. Sometimes
somebody got to play the bad guy.
They don't understand.
Yeah.
Somebody got to be the bad guy.
You have to draw the line. Let's go to the caller. Caller, say what's the number?
You got 757, last four is 7258.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, this is James Gay calling out of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
I've been listening to you guys.
I'm doing pretty well. How y'all? I see everybody seems to be live.
Hold on to your
hat. Guys and everything. You know, the scenario of what we have going on with the violence is simply this. We've lost the sense of or the structure of a black community itself. If you look around, there is no black community to actually be realized. You know, you can look around in the different cities. You have Chinatowns and Cuban towns and all types of other things where they still have, like you said, elders being disrespected because we have no sense of community. The basis of this originates, you know, a long time ago. You know, reality is we have indoctrinated Afrocentric minds with Eurocentric philosophy, and this is the result.
Talk to them.
That's really what's going on now. We have to get back to our roots and the structure of first implementing of like what Elijah Muhammad would say, knowledge of self. There is no basis for, you know, they're still teaching in schools, you know, that black people are the descendants of black slaves in America. And that's the only thing that's really being recognized. You know, the history is not being taught that we are the descendants of greater people that that are responsible for the knowledge and for the greatness that we actually experience, the technologies that are available today. We only know ourselves to be a product of people that have no real history, that we don't know our real names. The only thing we know is what has still been instilled of us, for the most part, by European doctrine. And that has to be taught. There's a miseducation that has happened to us in our community. That's the reason why there is none. And as you say, back in Norfolk in our day, you could look around and you could see more black-owned stores, more black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. In those years before, when we had more professionals, there was a Church Street once upon a time in Norfolk, Virginia, was full of black-owned businesses, and we were building a community. But then it got burnt down and restructured. Every time there seems to have been in history in America that black people, Africans, have gotten together and built a community, it's been burnt down, and that area has been taken over by Eurocentric philosophies, ideas, indoctrinated and populated by them. And we're left with the ghettos. We have this candidate running, a black face, Mr. Alexander. If you listen to the different candidates, his idea of solving this problem is to increase police force and lock some more of these Negroes up. I disagree. I strongly disagree that we need to increase the police force. I see them expanding the jail down there. They're getting ready, you know.
They definitely
but that's
are.
Not
going to
change our situation or our problem. We're still going to have this same problem. Locking up these young people is not the answer. The answer is a true education. And the way that we implement that is what we need to come up with amongst us. We need to develop a strategy to re-educate all of the things that we've been taught wrong. And there's a lot that we need to learn ourselves. We need to admit that we only know all about what we do know, but there is a greater knowledge that we need to strive for, that we need to learn and be aware of ourselves so that we can re-educate and reappropriate our efforts towards building our community. Then we'll be on the right path. And that's the real solution.
Where do we start?
We have to sit down together and begin to talk about what's absolutely hindering us from coming together as a community. Because there are a lot of things separating us right now. Religion, education, things of that nature are actually hindering us from coming together as a people. We need to genuinely recognize ourselves, love, and come together and embrace each other again.
Let's do this. I have an idea. That's a great question. I think in a great segue, family, into how do we do it. I think James out of Vibe Beach tonight has given us some good strategy. I have an idea. And we have one of the largest promoters on the East Coast hanging out with us tonight. And I'll tell you, she said we go way back. I can tell you that Pat Richardson is responsible for the radio name of High T Love, Truth Be Told. That was her name. She branded me. I don't want to talk about that no further. But she's probably dying laughing right now. Last I knew, Pat Richardson was slapping Snoop Dogg upside the head for not treating her like a boss. We'll be right back. T M Hammer Radio.
Real dope dealers for real. Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I to the other side now. Nothing big, my ego.
Who that yo? Who that yo? Who that yo?
Monday, it's 9:56 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:56 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you know you got to figure that out. Yo, tonight we have been talking about youth violence and guns with our special guest, Fam Lay.
Not so much. And Miss Pat
for stopping by. We love you, Miss Pat. And, yo, and look, we only got like 2 minutes left, but I want to go to the phone right quick with our resident correspondent, Coop, out of D.C.
What's going on, T.M. Hammer family?
What up, brother?
What's going on, Coop?
Hey, bro.
Hey,
I'm a little bit salty at y'all. I know y'all been sounding real positive tonight, but I put an application. Y'all forced me to put an application in with the KKK.
You want to kill us. He wants to kill us.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, y'all went to Atlanta. Nobody told me. I was sitting there looking. I'm like, dang, what am I going to get in this week? And I was like trying to plan my weekend out. And all of a sudden, I see Tim Hammond family is in Atlanta. I'm like,
they blame me, brother.
I'm like,
well cool. we can redeem ourselves, and you can meet us in Miami in a few weeks.
It is. Blame me, brother.
Okay.
Wednesday, 9 p.m. Everybody.
Oh man.
Hey, cool. Hey, don't fuss us out in front of family, brother. I mean, you know, we got
company.
They're visiting. They're visiting. Hey, family. Thanks for hanging out with this wild crew, bro. You welcome to hang out.
I love it, man.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you can look forward to an event in Hampton Roads, sponsored by the folks who have been a part of this dialogue. We want to come live out of Norfolk with an event that's going to help to really expand the dialogue. Pat's going to help us. That's Voices Productions. Famlay is going to help us. And clearly, if Famlay is going to help us, that sounds like Hampton Roads is going to help us. I'm thinking,
meet us
at the Scope. We'll tell you when.
Yeah.
We'll tell you when.
Uh-huh.
We'll tell you where. Plan to meet us at the Scope, Pat. You know, I'm calling on God and Voices Productions. We can't look bad.
Right. Miss Pat, she always makes it happen. I don't know.
The Attic Theater, something. Something.
Hey,
something large.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for rocking with us. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Listen, be accountable for your kids at least. Leadership starts at
home. Whatever you do, do it well, for sure.
Yes.
And accountability starts with you. Be accountable. Be accountable for yourself and be accountable for your own.
Yes, respect yourself and everything around you, you know.
Please, if you don't do nothing else, please put some respect on it. And that's CT, not a K.
Put some respect on our name, okay?
Put some respect on it.
See him, Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. See him, Hyman Live.